Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 it is, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to the mighty man. Hey. And of course, thank you so much he has been taking you through, Johan. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly and continue in strength, continue in the goodwill of the Most High. And of course, we will be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Baruch Yah in the Western Cape, in Cape Town. We will be touching base with him. And Tuesday Live is the name of the show, man. Tuesday Live is the name of the show. There are songs, you know, that I think are very beautiful. Very beautiful. And one of them is the one that is done by the lady called Zama. I don't know if you know Zama. She did a beautiful song some time ago, which, you know, testifies of the Father. Testifies of the Father. In a mighty way, you know, it testifies of the Father so much, and it speaks of his glory, that he is alive. You know, sometimes we face circumstances and situations and we don't feel his presence because of the pressure, but I just want to say he's alive each and every time. You can bank on that.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Zama Michelle there, he's alive, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, man. This is one of the ladies that you'd never find people, especially those who have sold over, man, playing her. It's very rare. It's very rare. It's very, very, very rare. And she keeps the genre, man. She keeps the genre. And of course, we have Baruch Yah on the line in Cape Town. Mayahe!
Shalom to you, my Ahi. Shalom to our beloved family, Radio Pulpit listeners, also to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Greetings in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth, Umsindisi.
Hey. Alala. Are you well, sir? Are you well?
I'm excellent, my Ahi. I baruch abaya for my life, for the lives of my family, and for your life. And also for the lives of your family and
for
the Radio Pulpit listeners.
We thank
him so very much. Halala.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, tonight we are talking about spiritual bondages.
Hey.
There's a car called Audi, you know, they call it Diketang because of its the signs then. Diketang.
Yeah.
So absolutely, it's chains. And we are talking about spiritual bondages, what these are even all about. And I just wanted to open up before, you know, we even talk much on this in descriptions with the scripture in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. It says, his own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. Bondages are all that. Man being caught in the traps of his own sins. Those are bondages. And that is what it says. And I wanted to start with that premise. You know,
that we commit sins in one way or another. And before we know it, we are prisoners of those sins. They come through habits, things we're used to do, you know, things that we acquire as we grow, you know, and just like a person who said, no, but I spoke to many people who said, no, but when I was smoking, I was just vaping because it's December, I was just vaping. And now they got TB because of vaping. They got lung cancer because of vaping. And now, you know, they got caught up in this. They become entrapped. Now, when you trap a mouse, when we were growing up, I grew up, you know, in a very, very poor environment. And mice were a snare, you know. And there was these things, they call it slag a ster. And they used to catch mice with that. And you'd see that if a mouse is caught on that, it dies, suffocates, and dies.
Mm.
And these are what bondages do. You become trapped, and they suffocate you, and you die eventually.
Yes.
And people never want to talk about that, that, you know, bondages lead to death because it's a sin that entraps you. And the wages of sin is death. It's a sin that entraps you. And now you can't do without doing it.
Mm.
This person said, no, but I was just experimenting. We were just taking a shot, each and every one of us, just on, you know, a shot, just on one vein and stuff. And then that was the beginning of drug addiction.
Wish.
Years later, he's in a coffin. He looks gray. Dead. And it started as we were just having fun. His own sins entrap him. And today there are so many things that are sinful which entrap us. So many things. You know, there are some people who don't even realize that they are racists because they've been trapped by this sin of discrimination. They don't realize. And even when you talk to them, you can just feel that this person is so much trapped that they don't see that this thing is killing them. There are those who are trapped in by theft. And let me put this across because I grew up among such. Theft. You know, when we were growing up, Mayahi,
yes.
There were people that we used to hero worship. Nebaba Vita Makinza. And before they were even called Makinza, in Atrichville, Nebaba Vita Malainere. These guys would hire a car, go to a heist, put back the car. You'd hear of the news. So and so, they've got so much money. You see, by the way, they are flocking, you know, and there's so many girls around them. And dancing and all those kinds of things. And this thing became an attraction. I used to have a friend of mine who would always come up. He had a BMW that had a sunroof. He'd always be standing up on the sunroof and the BMW would be spinning around. Hey man, the guy was popular. The guy was so popular, man. But we did not see that he got entrapped into this thing until one day they put a bullet on his head.
I think I remember the guy.
He's dead.
Mashaba.
And the problem today is that we find much of the times many people who go on to an extent of saying, no, I was just having fun. It started with one beer, we were just having fun, you know? It's just sex. We were having fun. Now you are HIV positive.
Yes.
No, we were just having fun, you know. Yeah. Sins that entrap us. Spiritisms. The entertainment of other spirits. In the church services themselves.
Mm.
And someone was challenging me on a live show on Sunday here and said, yeah, but what is a gobel? You will know. and how the dances, some of the dances that are happening, you know, how the spirit of Jezebel has brought on some sinfulness that got so many entrapped. Now you hear of pastors, man. Of pastors, you hear, hey, this guy was having sex with a little kid some 17 years ago. Did he repent? Yes, he repented. He hadn't done that in 17 years ago, but he is not out of the trap. Because it resurfaces and everyone says, now you should resign. You know what you've done. And the girl was 7 years old now, 15 years now. The girl is 22, 22. And he's putting it all there. It said, look, man, you know, this was my tennis instructor. And this is what happened. This was my gymnastic instructor. A devout Christian who got trapped in the sin of sex, sexual immoralities. We see these things, man.
Yeah.
People who basically went on to even exchange wives. I was saying this even on Sunday when I was here. That others don't want to go back. They are trapped into the taste. People are divorcing their husbands to marry other. In the same church, the pastor divorces his own wife to marry somebody's wife. In the same church. Not saying that if it was a different church, it would be different. Now, I'm just speaking the scenario so that you should see how vile this thing has become. His own sins, iniquities, entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. Bondages are cords that are created by sin. The more you do sin, I don't know, many people, maybe you should take the artapole, mazamban, and put them in your cabinet for quite some time. You'd see they start to grow cords. Sin also does that. It starts to grow cords and roots. It starts to entangle, encircle, and strangle you bit by bit. And that's what we see much of the times these days. And that is what is taking place even these days. Man, it's sad. It's one of those things that are very sad. Now, Isaiah 28:22, it says, now therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard from the Elohim, Yahuwah, a destruction determined upon the whole earth. These cords are determining us into a path of destruction. They are setting us into a path of destruction. These cords of sin. These bondages of sin. It says, lest your bonds be made strong. I've heard from the Elohim, a destruction determined even upon the whole earth because of mockery. You're a believer, but you're so full of hatred for other people. Hypocritical. All those things are happening. Mayachi, what comes to mind?
Mach, Tuda, and Shalom once again.
Shalom.
Yeah. It's a very sensitive topic and deep as well.
Yeah.
And thanks for laying the foundation.
Hallelujah.
The spiritual bondages, as you have started to lay a foundation, we can more also look at it as something that the enemy uses to keep us from prospering or to access our spiritual inheritance in Abba Yahuwah. So it is something that I can say it happens when the devil or Satan anally a foothold over our lives. So which means we may end up harboring sinful thoughts and behaviors in our hearts. So one of spiritual bondages can be a state also when an individual is spiritually oppressed. or restricted, or they may be enslaved by the negative influences, forces, or patterns. And these take form in a, or this happen in a way of unhealthy habits. You spoke of many things when we started the show. But today people are in it, you know, unresolved emotional wounds, sinful behavior. We can look at harmful relationships, demonic influences from the churches and also the spiritual context. So these are the cords that we end up tying ourselves with when it comes to this spiritual bondage, as the book of Proverbs has outlined for us. So we can look at maybe some keys of this spiritual bondage, which may, the sinful pattern may include things like persisting in harmful behaviors, moral failures that one feels unable to overcome. So which means you are one is unable to overcome because the courts have tied you, or they've tied somebody that now, one is tied up in that fashion. So now it is now this which leads Kure. We have entered into a territory and Satan weakens a carol. We could look at also emotional trauma, where one would have emotional wounds from the past, you know, where things that would keep a person bound to fear, guilt, shame, or bitterness. You know, those are part of forms of spiritual bondages. Mm. We could speak of addictions, being controlled by substances, behaviors, thoughts that feels impossible to break or to free from. So we also have the negative spiritual influence, which can be the belief system that may be evil forces, that may be demonic, and that forces or that can oppress one or influence an individual, leading to spiritual bondages.
Yeah.
So, you find a gift or a covenant. In my family, this thing will continue in the bloodline. So, Kirilo Senangore Retama Moto on it today. Arshada Bugaya, John 8, number 34 to 36. Yahusha replied and he said, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin."
Mm.
Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. Mm-hmm. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So this verse, I can say it emphasizes that sin leads to spiritual bondage, but there is true freedom that can be found through Yahusha HaMashiach.
Mm. I hear you.
So this is one of the ways in which we can be able to start to overcome, to know that the word is a sword, Hore, for us to come out, for us to repent, for us to be able to fight these bondages, which way or direction we need to take. Colossians 1:13-14 says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of, and we have the forgiveness of sin." So we can see that there is deliverance from the spiritual darknesses and bondages through Yahusha HaMashiach.
I hear you quite well, Mayachi. We are talking about spiritual bondages, you know, spiritual bondages, and someone can also say spiritual bondages of sin that we see amongst us these days, those that are prevalent even amongst us. And the premise is that in his own iniquities, a man is trapped. A wicked man is trapped. And is caught up in the cords of his own sins. In other words, what comes with spiritual bondages is also the consequence of ownership. This I imply that to a great extent, for these bondages to occur, they had to go through our permission.
True.
And we had allowed this. We have been gotten into this. And you know someone who says, I want this lady, and they get that lady, but they start to sleep with this lady more and more and more and more and more. And they realize, but I didn't want this lady. But there's a kid already, or there are kids. Now they have to go and do an abortion. Now they have to change churches because maybe the story has been leaked somewhere. But this thing goes on. It stays within this man and this woman. They start to develop soul ties. Even though they grow apart, there are times that they long for each other because there's a soul tie. It's a bondage that now traps them. And you'll see a person saying, but at least this year I went to her 6 times, unlike 52 times. Quite sad. Spiritual bondages of adultery. M. Hart is also sending me that message. Yes, of course. And I say all these things, man has to take ownership, because it is the man's heart which is weighed down by wickedness, that he is lured into sin, and they start to do sins and sins that kills them eventually. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Some of the spiritual bondages that you see today in the churches. I've seen a spiritual bondage of addictions also. Addictions. Like not small time, I'm talking big time. Spiritual bondages of addictions. I've seen them. To such an extent that one can do without it. Okay. Mayaki, haven't you heard people saying, I can't do anything without coffee, I become edgy? Haven't you heard people say that?
Absolutely, of course.
Especially people who work in the media. Hey, without coffee, man, I must get some strong coffee. that's an addiction.
Absolutely.
To caffeine, yes, it's an addiction. It's like someone who is addicted to nicotine. You are addicted to caffeine. And as time goes on, it causes a sickness within a person. All the unnecessary cancers may come through because of the nicotines and all that and stuff. And the addictions also pornography, addictions of adultery, as M. Hart is saying on the WhatsApp, addictions that come of lying. There are people who are addicted to money. I couldn't believe this. Someone has to be gone and to be dragged out of a gambling house. You know these malls that have these carousels and stuff. And a person has to be dragged out of there. Someone wanted to sell me his Rolex watch and said, hey, this guy is selling me his Rolex watch so cheap, and then he's going to report it stolen and they might trace it back to me. I'm going to jail. And as a black man, they would say, you stole it from this white man. You know, yeah, you're going to jail for something you didn't do. You know, because someone has a bondage of gambling. I don't know, Mayaki, if you grew up in the township, you'd hear, but Veronica Habwahai, she didn't come home because she was sent to go and pay rent, but she passed by the deck of cards where they play cards. And Bamujile Chelete, okay, gambling. It's true. That person will never be honest. They will never be honest. They will thieve. They will steal. They will covet. You see a spirit of covetousness, a coveting for money. And we see it even amongst believers these days. But hey, vero salata manfru, ba moni kudi karate nkwale, mangwili kila ma setla setla, upala go wahai, because she ate the rent money. Okay, for those who don't know, we come from townships where we didn't own the houses, even though we were paying for 99 years on the houses and stuff. So they used to call it rent. And so a person would eat that rent money and all those kind of things and stuff. Quite sad. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about this. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. What are some of the bondages do you see amongst believers? What are some of the bondages that you see amongst believers? Bondages that are there. M-Hart is talking about cheating in marriage. Come on, M-Hart. Tell me more. Tell me more. Telling more. Tell me also about unfaithfulness, you know, in marriage. What about also a bondage of violence? Yeah, have you seen, you know, especially husbands beating up their own wives? Do you know that? These things are happening. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And we are keen to hear from you. We are keen to hear from you as to what this is saying to you. Now, I also had an opportunity that we speak to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Professor, thank you so much. Greetings to you. Spiritual bondages.
Blessed evening, Brother Ray. I greet you in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. I will not forget our brother, Brother Baruch here from Cape Town. I greet you, my brother. I also greet our beautiful family radio pulpit in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Spiritual bondage. I think it will be very important for us to start by defining what we mean by this terminology. It will bring clarity as we move forward, as you have alluded to some of the things of what this means to us, particularly as the children of the Most High. This is the state, this is where we find us in some cases, is a state of being a slave to something. Spiritual bondage speaks of a believer or somebody being enslaved by something. And sometimes these things that enslave a person are the beliefs, are the thoughts, are things that keep the person submerged under that particular belief. So to be short about this, it speaks about a state of being a slave which does not allow you to be fully submitted to the authority of the Lord, the Almighty. It does not allow you to submit and to surrender to the lordship and the power of Yahushua HaMashiach. So there are some areas in the life of a believer that remain under bondage, that remain arrested because of these beliefs. And these beliefs can be brought by the way we've been brought up, by the background, by the current situations, the teachings that we have exposed ourselves to. At the end of the day, we find ourselves bound. I know that sometimes when we think about this, we will think of someone who is demon-possessed. We will think of someone who is not a believer. But there are cases where even believers, the children of the Most High, can be spiritually bound based on some of the aspects of their lives that are still in darkness, that are under the control of the enemy. So when the enemy catches or captures some of the things that you do, some of the beliefs that you are believing, you will be under spiritual bondage in as far as that area is concerned. So in other words, we need to know that spiritual bondage is not only talked about to the people who are not in the Lord. We can also find ourselves bound in one area or the other as the children of the Most High. So at the end of the day, it is important for us to be enlightened what we mean by spiritual bondage. I know that we will talk more about spiritual bondage referring to unbelievers who are bond or who are bound by sin, who are bound by the devil. And in those cases, it is clear for us to be able to isolate that state, because we know exactly that the person is not in the Lord and automatically he is bound by sin and devil. But there will be cases where we will talk about this as a state of ignorance as well, even for a believer being ignorant about some of the rights, some of the privileges that you have in the Lord, which you should be accessing, which you should be benefiting, but you are not. The areas where you should be free as a believer, but you are not free. I don't want to talk much before I say something based in the word of the Most High. So let us read firstly from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting from verse 3 to 5, which I believe is the verse that we all know about when we talk about the strongholds and the bondages, which are synonymous in this case. Starting from verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it reads as follows. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So in other words, we are given some light here that when we are free in God, free in our spirit, we have detached from the walk of the flesh. We have detached from the way we look at ourselves physically, and we have ascended higher to the way spirit is supposed to be living. So we ascend higher, leaving the desires of the flesh alone. So God is trying to bring to us the understanding that spiritual freedom comes when we no longer walk according to the flesh. And also we understand that when we face challenges, when we face wars, our spiritual weapons are not necessarily carnal. They are not as necessarily the weapons of the flesh, but we use the weapons of the spirit, which have power to pull down strongholds. This is the key word that I want you to pay attention to, the strongholds which lead us into bondage, because the thoughts and the way we think, the way we do things, based on the information that we have received where we are, they create a certain type of thinking pattern, a certain type of a mindset which brings across the stronghold. So in other words, when we have gotten into a point of thinking in a manner that is not godly, that is not designed by God for us to live by, or not designed by God to think in that particular manner, it creates a stronghold, which is a bondage, and a person continually live in that prison of that thought and that belief. So spiritual bondage also creates a prison for a believer, because you get imprisoned by these thoughts, imprisoned by these strongholds. But the word of God says to us, when we continue to use these spiritual weapons that we've been given, we have power to cast down the arguments. And I like the phrase here, arguments, because these are things that continually debate and compete with what God is saying. So bondage is also defined as that thing that continues to fight what has to be or how things should be in the life of a believer. But using the spiritual weapons, those arguments which continue to compete and to to speak and to debate against the knowledge of the Most High, we are able to cast them down. And when these are cast down, we are able to be free in God, and we live to the higher potential of who we really are. So these are thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, which then end up bringing a certain captivity to a life of a believer. When you are in captive, it means you are in prison. It means you are in jail. You are bound by these thoughts. So spiritual bondage is also created by the thoughts that are now provoked by the environment where we live under. And God is advising us to be totally free so that we cannot continually live under the flesh, and know that what bounds us or what binds us to this enemy are the thoughts that we subject ourselves to. And some of them we allow because they are informed to us by our surroundings. So I'm bringing this aspect for now, Brother Ray, that we may understand that even a believer can find himself or herself being spiritually bound by the way her thought and his thought patterns have become based on the information that has created that particular stronghold. So another word that we need to know that speaks about a spiritual bondage are the strongholds. And strongholds are thinking patterns, are ways in which people have created for themselves to live by, which are the ways that God is speaking against. But these can be casted down, these can be pulled down, these thoughts can be pulled down. And some of them are created by religion, some of them are created by lifestyle, some of them are created by the society and lead people into spiritual bondage. And this is what the Lord wants us to embark on and delve into for us to be enlightened. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much, Professor. And of course, when we talk about spiritual bondages, we are touching on these issues. And this is what they are. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say about this. It's 0826572729. 0826572729.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, M. Hart spoke about the bondage of adultery. I want you to explain, M. Hart, as to how would you put that to explain it? And then also, M. Hart comes again with another WhatsApp. He says, cheating in marriage. Comes up with also that one. Says, cheating in marriage. As I said to M. Hart, you know, please come back and explain to us. I'm not saying I don't believe you, but your perspective is very important, that we get your perspective. All right? And, of course, let's hear what you say. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. There's 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Mayaki, I'm looking at Jeremiah 13 verse 23. It says, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. You know, bondages are also accustomations. And these people accustomating, it means that people become used to this. That this sin is practiced almost as a norm or as a custom. If you go into various provinces, you would find that each and every province has a particular sin that is taken in customarily. You know? You'd go to Cape Town, you'd find this sin that is accustomated to Cape Town.
Mm.
You come to Pretoria, you find a sin accustomated to Pretoria.
Yeah.
You go to Durban, you find a sin accustomated to Durban.
And you go to Bloemfontein, you find sin accustomed to Bloemfontein, man. Northern Cape, Kimberley, and all that. So it happens. And it's when sins becomes almost like a custom, if not completely. That we call a bondage. Mayaki, what comes to mind?
Hey, Ahi, thank you. There's like I had a privilege to travel the country for a good 4 years.
Mm.
And this what you're talking about is it is things that you observe. More, for instance, we can say, I'll give you Beaufort West, it's just the Boraya, Western Cape and Northern Cape. Potamaka, is it? And I think that's just by the N12. Moeto Felland in Hausiani Journalie N1.
Yeah.
Asika Troko, Asika Troko.
Hey, I know.
Asika Troko, Asika Troko. Busihuba Tenke Motsehari.
Yeah, man.
Why one?
Maluti Fel.
Hey. Hey. When you look more social media and you look where the Plague Tedichwanang townships in Pretoria, how these women, the things that they do, like, you know, how they prostitute themselves, the dances that they do, you know. It's, so what you're talking about, each and every town, truly, it has, you know, that kind of a custom, you know, that it may even be drugs, there's so many things that we can be able to speak about, you know. So can we as a nation, it is those things that we can fully agree. I'm trying to think of Durban, we know as well. It's one hub that is familiar with prostitution as well. You know, so
Is Tembu, many wives and concubines, yeah. Adultery.
It's hey, absolutely my. When Professor Bui was talking as well, when she was contributing, what came to my mind was, can he?
Yeah, man.
Hey. It's also a bondage because we want to maintain a certain kind or type of a lifestyle. And we can't be able to afford. So it is something that I wanted to bring.
Yes.
Also, my Ahi, when we look at our communities, we can look at bondages anyway. Absent fathers.
Yeah.
You know?
Gauteng, yes.
Yes. Rinali absent fathers, rinali single mummies, and you know, so these
baby
are,
mamas,
these are,
yes.
Hey, these are spiritual bondages. There's you notice something. The township is established before there can be a hospital, a school, firstly
Gitave.
Yeah. Why what?
Yeah.
It's a spiritual bondage.
Hey.
That as a nation, these are the things that we go through, you know. So there's you know, there's a lot that we can look at. I'm wanting also to refer to some of the scriptures which we could look at, as the scriptures are giving us various aspects when it comes to this spiritual bondage and how Abba can be able to help us. I wanted to look at the scriptures, Book of Roma, Romans chapter number 16, don't you know, when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death. So, this is what we are talking about, to say we have chosen to be obedient to the one who is opposite, the one who is debating, the one who is competing with Elohim, with Abayam. So we've chosen a side that is of darkness and wickedness. We have tend to enjoy Dilotalefati, forgetting that this is a place of sojourning. This is not home. But we want to build the double story. You know, instead of forgetting, instead of remembering, home is the new Jerusalem. So constantly in whatever we do, when we carry Abba in our hearts, meaning that the word, his word, when we carry it in our heart, it will help us to be able to fight against these spiritual bondages. And I also have my weaknesses. I also have spiritual bondages that I'm suffering from. And when Professor was speaking, it felt like, to say, hey, but you know what? It seems that just come from as a thought, and you at once know that it is wrong, but you still go and do. You know, so as we said, it is prison, it is stronghold, because now this pattern begins to play in one's mind. They wanna take charge. They have taken over, and it feels like now there's no point of freedom in a way, and one doubts the word of Abba. So continuing with Romans 6:16, it says, it was said, do you know that when you offer yourself to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But we thank Abba that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have now come to obey from the heart of your pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. So you have been set free from sin. So we're talking now, Achi, I think in this, I would like to say, I'm looking more at, we are in this bondage, we are in this sin, or this sinful act. How do we come out, the freedom to be released, to release ourselves from these particular bondages? As I said, Hore, somebody has said, in my family, or Buloibo, you know, the people go enter into covenants because they want to be great, they want to be, you know, rich and so forth. And now they get given this thing, and they promise, in my generations, there shall be this happening. And now here we are, we're finding ourselves in this, and at times we don't happen to understand why these things are happening to us. So 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 says, we speak of the freedom that now, Abba Yahuwah is the spirit, and where there is spirit of Abba Yahuwah, there is freedom. So we can see that when we now are staying in this word, when we are obedient to the word, we are freed from this bondage. So the slavery that we are in, we are able to can escape from it by sticking to righteousness and obedience to the word. By guarding the word of Elohim, then we are able to be freed and to be released from this spiritual bondage.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to radio at 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, then, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on the issue of spiritual bondages, what they are all about, and what they do in our lives. Something to look into there. And of course, also, we are saying, what's the dangers of this? And when I read the first verse there, you'd see, they entrap us and they create cords that would suck all the life out of us. They kill us. They destroy. They steal our innocence. And they're like prison. As time goes on, you'd see they enslave. You know, my Ach is touched a bit much on the issue of enslavements that are brought by these kinds of bondages. We're talking about that. You can send us your WhatsApp. What are some of the spiritual bondages that you see amongst us as believers today? What are some of the bondages that you'd say, yes, I also see this amongst us. I also see that and that also amongst us, and no one's doing anything about it. Sentimentalism, denominationalism, sectarianism, discriminations. We see these also as spiritual bondages amongst those who profess to believe. Yeah. Quite a lot. Money launderings. Human trafficking. Amongst the churches these days. Yeah, man. People are in court. Open your eyes and learn and see. People are in court. People who are preaching the gospel in court. And I'm not trying to downplay them and stuff. I'm talking things that are in the public eye. People in court for trafficking people. Pastors. No. We need to identify these things and expose them so that we don't become part of these things. For we have realized they are the arsenal of the evil one to get us all entrapped. Now, John 8:34, Yahusha answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Here's another one that really troubles us. We become slaves of sin because we have somehow gotten accustomed to really committing it. And instead of calling it sin, we call it a human error. And then the defense that comes with it is, I am a work in progress. Don't judge.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mihuta huta ge baruta lentjwa la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.